Blue moon, do 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 blue moon. Hey.
Look at you crooning over there.
Well, you know, Fatty the crooner. Except when, you know, when you're doing the poppers, then you become Fatty the Gooner.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and what? Just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and
hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going
oh,
on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, and hello to you too. Well, hello everyone, and y'all haven't talked, but we just started. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 28th of August,
yes,
2023, in the hot year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who y'all.
Sweating through his underpants.
Sweating through my underpants and chatting to the jar through his first United Club experience. Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R.
Mm. You know, I bet they get it right in the United Club.
No. That is the one place they specifically would not get it correct.
Okay.
And that is... And they don't care. Mr. Larry H. Vader, and joined today, as always, by my friend and yours. It's the man who...
Jeff's not here.
Right. It's the man who's a little nervies about me saying, maybe you should just stream the show on Pride 48 weekend. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi. Hi, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'd say I haven't seen him all week, but y'all, I stopped by the villa yesterday as we recorded.
Came by and checked on me yesterday.
I did, because y'all, the fat people have been going through a lot this week, and I just wanted to make sure that you know, he hadn't fallen and he couldn't get up, you know, that sort of thing.
No, not at all.
Oh.
I just got up from a little nip of nap, okay? Yeah.
I was laying down on the bed when I texted you and woke up when I said, okay, I'm setting it all up, because y'all, I'd laid down while I was doing the washing my underpants and just lights out.
By the way, you do know how you can keep from sweating through your underpants.
I do, but I prefer to wear underpants.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Unlike Burr Friday.
Well, unlike Mrs. Lauren, you know, she does not wear the underpants.
She has been spending a lot of time with you.
Fresh.
As has Miss Bacon, and we'll get to that in a minute. But y'all, Mrs. Lauren, y'all, we've got an update. I believe it's even...
Is it breaking news?
Breaking news. Y'all, Mrs. Lauren has posted on the Twitty the photo samples of the ruined towels.
Oh,
now
you know. Now I gotta tell you this. I didn't say this on the Twix. It kind of looked like the cleanup rags next to the
sling at the horror hotel.
Chamber.
Oh yeah,
no,
oh,
just wow. You know, just kind of that crusty yellowing. I think maybe Mr. Lauren maybe kind of taking care of some discharges or something. But I wouldn't say that to her.
Right. We should probably just keep that to ourselves. Yeah. You do have a good point.
You just take that out in post.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Y'all, Mr. Lauren, listen. I think we narrowed it down to her face cleaning event. It's probably discoloring the towels. So here's what you do. So we have a final solution for you, Mr.
This is
riveting. I mean, who
riveting?
This is why people tune in, y'all. Mrs. Lauren, here's how you solve this problem: is you use the old towels for your face when you wash it with the benzoyl peroxide or whatever at night, and you just use the good towels getting out of the shower.
Yes,
that's how you do it. So, and if that solves the problem, then it's a process of elimination. So then know what the culprit
Speaking
is.
Speaking of elimination, I was out on the nipple walk this morning, and I had to come back to the villa. I was like, yes, it was. I felt like Dr. Stone returning from a 2-week vacation to the hacienda.
You know. And that's serious business. I mean, when you put it in context like that,
It's definitely serious business.
Yeah. Y'all, I do have to tell you just a little bit more housekeeping, a little more follow up. Y'all, I get a testimonium from Mrs. Bacon. I've had a lot of testimoniums from the Nip, from Daddy Ron, from a mysterious visitor. And y'all, Mrs. Bacon sent me, I think it's from the Face Space, on her phone. Y'all, she had it. Her phone, it just, it's hard to say.
You know, that's called the Meta Space now. You gotta stay up on, stay up on everything.
But y'all, Mrs. Bacon and Smelly and someone named Billy Joe, y'all.
That was, I think that Billy Joe and Bobby Joe and Betty Joe. From Petticoat Junction.
Y'all, right on Mrs. Bacon's timeline, they were having a public conversation about Mrs. Bacon's new bidet and how things work. And she sent it to me, and it just labeled it bidet talk. And I said, Miss Bacon, you've been listening to the Fat One for far too long. I mean, it goes on and on about the water pressure and corn and different things.
You got to make sure when you turn it on that it's in the right area, because it's like,
it's true.
Didn't expect it to go there.
Right. So, but y'all, that Miss Bacon, she's bidetting it up. So,
Bidet in the life of Miss Bacon.
Yeah.
That's her, autobiography.
Right. Breaking news, y'all. The Jar spent the weekend in the New York City.
New York City?
He was on a salsa making excursion.
Oh, that y'all, is fantastic.
Y'all, he went. I don't have the update because he hasn't told me.
Do you have the El Rio de Tiempo music that you could be playing?
Not queued up. But y'all, I don't know how the weekend went, and I'm sure he'll give us a full update, all of us. Somewhere this week, because we'll all see him this week. I'll see him tonight, but y'all, it went so well that at like 11:30 this morning, I get a text because his flight's at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and the text said, "What happens if I just go to the airport now?" So I said, "Well,
wait a minute, you're in New York City." And you're going to go spend 12 hours at the Aeropuerto.
Yeah, well, he didn't get there until about 3:30, it looks like. But, y'all, he realized, I didn't know he was flying the United or anything. But, y'all, he was going to Newark. But then he was like, wait, do they have United clubs? And I was like, yes, because most big airports do, but that's a hub. So, y'all, he had a United Club pass. I should have given him one of mine that's about to expire. But, y'all, he just checked himself in. So, y'all, I just got the text that said, I just ordered an old-fashioned, and it was free. So, y'all, I suspect when I pick the Jar up tonight from the area of Puerto. Just
pour him into
just
the jalopy.
Yeah, he'll just fall into the back seat, and we'll drive away.
That's, won't be the first time.
No. So, so y'all, the Jar is getting drunk. And I said, well, you got to get your money's worth for that credit card annual fee. So, but yeah. So, But before we move on, let's do this.
Mics, yeah. Mixers, action. Mark your calendars because this September 15th to 17th, Pride 48 is the place to be. Join us for our grand finale and final annual live streaming podcasting event. Experience the vibrant colors of our community with an entire weekend of LGBTQ and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts from our stable of current shows, some that you haven't heard in many years, and even a few brand new ones. It all kicks off at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, September 15th. More information can be found at our website, pride48.com.
Ooh, y'all, that was the... That one
you
was,
know, that voice sounds familiar, but I can't place the face.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm sure that Adam Burns just went on the Fiverr and just had some low-cost voiceover actor do that little bumper.
You know, it's hard to get good help these days.
It is. It is. Y'all, Pride 48. What are we, two weeks, 3 weeks from today?
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. I think it's three.
No, I think it's 4 weeks from today.
No, it's not that far.
All right, here. Let me just take a look here. I've got the calendar
that's the
mark and calendar.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. All right, so it'll be 1, 2. It's 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yep.
By the way, we'll also be celebrating Rosh Hashanah all weekend.
We
it
will.
It starts at sunset, as does Pride 48. And ends at sunset on Sunday.
As does Pride 48. That's
right.
That seems very insensitive to. I mean, it is Adam.
Well,
so,
you know, it's you know
we expect.
Yeah.
So y'all, we got our time.
Very insensitive.
Yeah.
Huh?
We got our time to do the LSU live on Pride 48.
Live.
It's going to be Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
No, that's not what you told me.
It is too.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought you told me 3 p.m. Eastern.
It is going to be Saturday, September 16th at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So, yes. Yes.
Good thing I didn't, it's a good thing I got that straight because I'd have to look for a United Club to sit in while I was waiting.
Right, right. But y'all, we are going to be doing it live.
And
I am going to be coming to you live from Las Vegas, right where the original live event happened, right there in the Vegas, not at the Excalibur in the Bruno Plaza.
No, I'm going to be in my motel room.
But y'all.
Actually, the first year was in the Luxor.
Oh, was it? Okay. Well, I won't be there either. But y'all, after we recorded last week, I got a little tip-a-tap message from from a listener, but someone who I would consider more a friend than just a listener.
Now, is it a current listener?
Well, yes. And
hi, current listener.
And the reason I know that this person is current is because Larry, hi, it's me. And guess what? Are we going to go to the Fun Hog Ranch? And I said, are you going to be in Vegas? Oh, yes, yes. I go to all of the Garodios and blah, 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 y'all. So, and I said, well, I hope you know that this means you're going to need to be on the little show. And the listener said, yes. And so, and then said, well, I'll think about it. But y'all, so... So we may have a live special guest in the
and y'all. I don't know who it is,
and I'm not telling.
Tell me,
no,
so.
I'm not telling. I'm not telling. No. But and it's someone that you don't expect, and someone that's never been on our show.
Will it be Alan Funt? Because when you're least expected, you're elected. You're the star today. Smile.
Yeah, it will
You're
not
on
be.
Camera.
It will not be. It won't be Betty White either.
Too soon. Or Bob Barker.
Way too soon. Way too soon.
No, actually, he got it about right. You know, you can't go over.
Right.
And so he died at 99.
Yeah, 99.8 or something like that. So he's.
Well, that's the temperature.
Yeah.
You know, I've probably taken rectally.
Right, right. Y'all, that was sad news. But we're going to be live, and I'm very excited. Now, the real breaking news is...
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. Y'all, we're going to be live next Sunday at 5 p.m. when we record the show. And you're probably saying, including Big Fatty, we are. Yeah, 5 p.m. on Sunday. What is that?
September.
Or September 3rd, rather. Y'all, we're going to be live.
September.
We're going to be live on Pride 48 doing a little test. Y'all, because I'm going to be traveling, I do not want to take this whole mixer blah, blah, blah setup.
Oh, yeah, the old mixer blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, all of the shit. And so I have three options. And so we're going to test them all live to see which one sounds good. And, of course, we can be in the chat room chatting with you a little bit. It's going to be a short. It's going to be real short. Now, y'all, it's going to start at 5 p.m., and it will be over at 5:30. And that's just how it's going to be, unless it all blows up, and then we'll just...
It will just be Vader going, "Why the fuck isn't this working?"
Right. Well,
it'll be like we're mimicking the mix.
Ah, y'all. And so I've already set everything up in the software so that I can easily switch between the three.
Guaranteed, it will be off the track.
Right. So you can give us some feedback on which one sounds the best, and we probably won't listen to it, and we'll just do whatever we think is the best. But that's okay.
He means him.
Right. And it will change the night before I leave while I'm packing my bag if there's no room for things in the bag, because y'all. I was given a packing list from this mystery listener who's going to be there. Y'all, there are a lot of hoot nannies to pack
for. I was going to say, I bet you there's be some boot scooting.
Twice.
Y'all. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Y'all, we are going to be all over the place. And so I'm very excited. Of course, I said, now, are we hanging out? Because, you know, whatever.
And then she's no,
and they said
crickets.
Yeah, so I don't really know, but y'all, that's the plan. So if you are around, I'll put something on the Twitty or the Twix or whatever next Sunday as September 3rd. Just to remind
nobody
everyone.
On there,
right? Well, Mr. Riz, la 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 la, Lauren and Archer are on there.
Well, they won't listen.
Right. So that way you can come join us. Now, you won't see us. You'll just hear us. It's just the Pride 48
thank God.
Live stream. But, yeah.
So I don't have to get my face on. Is that it?
Correct. Okay. But, yeah, it's super, super exciting. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Big Fatty, now that we've just beat all that to death, beat it into the ground, how was
your week? Beat it into the ground. Well, it was busy. It as you've heard and you will hear on the Monday little show, Oliver. Oh, excuse me, Olive.
Okay, I know who that is. Yeah,
Olive's apartment is empty.
Didn't you say that on Friday's little show? Or maybe you just told me that Saturday. I don't remember.
That's what I told you Saturday.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And but details to follow.
Right. Y'all, he hasn't figured out yet that when I come and visit, I basically have an alarm set and I leave after exactly 20 minutes. And he
he
hasn't put two and two together.
I haven't.
So when you visit,
it's
like a live
little show. You see this green bag over here?
I do.
There's some technology in there that I need you to look at next time you come over.
Do I need to bring my monocle?
No.
Oh, okay. Is the technology a monocle?
It is.
Okay, because knowing Olive, as little as I did, yeah. And the kitty, y'all. The kitty was on the cutting edge.
The kitty.
So, yeah. Well, yeah. I'll be happy to go through there and let you know if anything has any value. Now, Big Fatty, have you decided if you're doing the little podcast on the Pride 48?
Well, that's all going to be announced Sunday evening, which is, you know, after this comes out.
Before this comes out. Oh, there's a State of the Station.
Yes.
I'll tune in. Oh, yeah, I'll tune right into that. Y'all, I got errands to run, and I got to figure out how I'm going to stay awake to pick the jar up at midnight from the area of Puerto, and... Yeah, so, well, y'all, bless his heart, he thinks he's getting home tonight, but he's flying out of Newark in the summertime, so I'd say there's a 50-50 chance he's spending the evening in the United Club, but, you know.
Oh, it closes, doesn't it?
It does at like 8 o'clock, actually.
Okay.
I told him to get on in there and get his money's worth because they were going to probably throw him out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll tune right into that. Now, I will say, Daniel Bieber, if you're listening.
He is.
We may need you to join our Zoom and broadcast on Pride 48 in case everything goes terribly wrong from my motel room in Vegas. But otherwise, yeah.
Well, 4 p.m. Eastern, Daniel will be up by then.
Yeah, yeah. The Nip, definitely not up.
Not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all, no. Jumping subjects a little bit, y'all, we've got a big week coming up. Big.
We do.
Week. Yeah.
Big doings.
Special guest coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, I made the reservations on my charger plate for dinner, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Party of five. Y'all were taking the Nip with us.
Oh, you know, that's one of my favorite TV shows.
I did love Neve Campbell, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Lacey Chabert, Matthew Fox.
Especially Matthew Fox. Yeah. I liked him on the
Lost.
The Lost.
Yeah,
also.
And of course, everyone's favorite, Scott Wolf. You know, who's married to that Kelly Wolf from The Real World New Orleans. But, yeah, I love the Party of Five. Love the Party of Five.
Loved it.
But, y'all, we're going out to dinner, Party of Five, and it's going to be a hootenanny. And we're so excited to see this mystery friend who's staying with the fat one. Yeah.
It's not really a mystery.
Oh, is it not?
Said it.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. Well, y'all did it wrong.
No, you did. You just did.
Did I?
Earlier,
Oh, well, Daddy Ron's coming to town, so I didn't realize I had said that. I thought I had talked around it, but y'all. Oh, I said I was texting with him. I didn't say he was coming to town.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, guess what? Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, y'all.
A little early.
He is.
But the have you noticed the Crema stuff is going up already?
Y'all, there was a Crema commercial on the YouTube. Just the other day. We have skipped Halloween, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting until September 1st to pull out my pumpkins and everything.
Oh.
I have clearly waited too long. So
entirely too long.
And I, you know, it is what it is. But I would like to celebrate Halloween at the villa. You know, it's a tradition.
Well, it's a tradition.
It's a tradition. I bring
we used
the
to have
nuggets.
A tradition. We used to have chicken nuggets, but...
like last year.
They weren't... Did you get them at the Chick-fil-A or did you get them at the Zaxby's?
I got them at the Von's East. They weren't very
good. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
They weren't very good. And then everyone was too drunk to notice.
No, they were terrible, actually.
Yeah.
But everybody was too drunk to notice.
Yeah, exactly. So we won't be doing that again. So, yeah.
You know, I hear the Colonel's got nuggets now.
I think he's always had nuggets. But
okay.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody, it's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I amaze you with my knowledge of if they're dead or alive, and then I have to lecture you about why you'd know them, because you inevitably don't, because he picks the random people.
Right. Donald O'Connor.
Donald O'Connor. Dead as a doornail. Y'all, Donald O'Connor... was an actor, but you'd probably best know him as being that Sinead O'Connor's father, also dead. So
yes, yeah. Skinhead O'Connor's father, Donald O'Connor is indeed dead. He was an American dancer and actor, and he was in Singing in the Rain with that Gene Kelly. So that's you got Jason Priestley.
Ooh. He's alive as far as I know. Y'all, he's an actor and he was on the Beverly Hills 90210.
That is 100% correct.
Oh, is he alive?
Yep.
Well, his career isn't, I guess, but
yeah, exactly. It's the other one that died.
Yeah, the one who Luke
Luke.
Yeah.
Perry.
Luke Perry. Yes. Okay.
Yep. All right, Scott Hamilton.
Scott Hamilton. Y'all, Scott Hamilton is alive, as far as I know. Y'all,
would know him from?
There's a trend today. Y'all, he's also an actor. And he was in that the other evening TV soap opera style show, Brothers and Sisters. He played Scotty in that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scott Hamilton is indeed alive. He was an American figure skater, and you see him as a commentator during the Winter Olympics.
Ooh.
Oh!
No, I don't.
Okay. Nancy Culp.
Nancy Culp, dead as a doornail. Y'all, Nancy Culp was on that space shuttle Challenger that exploded in the 80s.
Yes. Mm. Nancy Culp, you are correct. Dead as a doornail. She was Jane Hathaway on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh.
Do we have time for one more?
We sure do.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, trust me, y'all don't know how I
Jack Kirby.
Jack Kirby. That's a good one. I think you may have stumped me on this one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Jack Kirby is alive.
Well, let me put it this way. If old Stinkpot listens to the little show, he will immediately be screaming it out.
Well, that narrows it down. He was either on the Dark Shadows, or he was a comic book person or something, or he was a 1940s voiceover actor.
Oh, radio so which show. One?
Oh, any, many. my Any, Many, Mighty Moe came out too. Y'all, he must be a cast member on the Dark Shadows.
Ah, Jack Kirby is indeed dead as a doornail. But he was an American cartoonist and drew X-Men, Spider-Man, Hulk, and Captain America. I'll give it to you. You know your stink pot pretty well.
I do know the stink pot pretty well. Y'all, I love Toppy Smelly and his little show, even though he doesn't listen. So, yeah, I know. Mm. Is he doing Pride 48? I guess we'll find out this evening, if I remember.
By the way, I asked the old gal if she was going to bring back her show for Pride 48. She says, I've never done my show for Pride 48. Right. So, but, you know, in that promo, it says, and a few surprises.
I know. Wouldn't that be like, y'all, can you imagine the old gal trying to...
You know who would be most surprised to if the old gal did her show for Pride 48 live?
The old gal?
Yes.
Correct. Y'all, I can't think of anything that vodka guzzling, delightful human being from Walnut Hills would like to do.
Randomonium.
Y'all.
How's your hole? The family.
The easiest part for us for doing the live show is we basically do our show live. We just record it every week. Y'all, we don't stop this. We don't.
Oh, it's quite obvious there's no editing.
No, there's no editing. It's a one take. You get one chance to do it. So I'm excited. Maybe we should have a hostile takeover of Pride 48 and just buy the rights and,
I don't think that would be necessary.
Okay. Well, you know, that Daniel and Adam, bless their hearts, they're just trying so hard. But we hear how much they struggle with audio on the mix. Well, you do. I don't listen. But right. I almost did this past week. I almost did because...
Was it that bad of a week?
It was not a good week. It was not a good week. Okay. So, okay. I was at home and I almost turned it on. But mercifully, it has started. So
now, I noticed that you didn't ask me about my song at the beginning of the show today.
I think I've already purged that from my memory, but I assume there's some sort of moon event this week.
It's the blue moon. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear the old saying, once in a blue moon, and a blue moon. Oh! A blue moon occurs when there's a second full moon in the same month.
Oh.
And our first one, the Sturgeon Moon, was on August the 1st. And the blue moon comes on the 30th of August. So, happy blue moon.
Yeah, happy blue moon. Don't forget, we're going to be live next Sunday at 5 p.m.
Ugh.
Maybe.
Well, anyway, it couldn't be. Try to think of something worse than that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, something does come to mind.
Would you like to share?
Nah.
Okay.